NPR's Carrie Kahn has spent the last 2 days in San Bernardino County, where wildfires have destroyed more than 400 homes and sent hundreds of people into shelters. She joins us now from the city of San Bernardino, 50 miles east of Los Angeles. Carrie, catch us up on what's going on there and what you've seen.
Well, Michelle, I'll tell you one thing I haven't seen in a couple of days in D.C. now is blue sky. It's the first time we could actually see out of the smoke. The fires in the suburban area have subsided. They are up in the mountain areas, but down in the suburban city interface, it looks a bit clearer and things have calmed down a bit. Where I am now, residents have been allowed to come back into the subdivisions that were ravaged by the fire.
Well, now that the winds are calmer in those suburban areas, what are you finding now that people have been able to go back and assess the damage?
It's very sad. It's just devastating. You go and all you see are brick facades, a chimney. You see belongings strewn around. And then across the street, you'll see a home that's the grass is perfectly green, and it's all intact and everything's fine. The winds were so erratic when the firestorm swept down through here that it hopscotched around, and you see some houses burnt out and you see some that were fine, and there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it, but it is a very devastating situation here.
I understand that you have some folks there who've been able to get back into their neighborhoods. Can we pass the phone and talk to them?
Right. I'm standing here with Carol Stocker, and I'll pass her to you right now.
Hello?
This is Carol Stocker.
Yes, it is.
You've been allowed back into your neighborhood. What did you find when you went back in?
Well, we came in yesterday. We just wanted to see if the place, what had happened, whether it burned or it survived, and it didn't. It burned. And we just walked around a little bit, and I guess we spent most of the day here because we didn't really know what to do. And then we came back this morning, and we have help from his son and my nephew, and of course, my husband, just, you know, doing what you see a lot of people do after fires, going through the rubble.
We're so sorry for your loss, Ms. Stocker.
Thank you.
Were you able to recover anything when you went back in?
No, everything's just, it was a two-story home, and so, you know, the fire, we were told yesterday by someone across the street whose home survived that the flames were over 200 feet high on the roof, and that was a cement tile roof. Take note of that. So the only thing that's left standing is the chimney. It goes all the way up to the second story, and the brick facade on the front porch and entryway.
You know, it's amazing that you're actually able to laugh about this, given all that you've gone
through. Well, you know, I cried yesterday, and I cried this morning, and I cried last night. I didn't sleep much. What can you do, you know? It's what happens. You know, grieving and grieving over it isn't going to bring anything back.
Fires are not unusual in Southern California. One of the questions...
No kidding. We watched one last year at the top of the hill up here. But, you know, it is unusual. This fire was very unusual because it was very erratic. I mean, you look across the street and there's this home. It's a huge, beautiful home. The grass didn't even singe. And the house next door to it, which is just shoved with trees, it's fine. And you drive down the road a little way, and the house next to it's rubble.
Ms. Stocker, do you plan to go back and rebuild?
I don't know. I'm so angry right now. I can't make a decision like that.
Well, Ms. Stocker, again, we're so sorry for your loss, and thanks so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. I'll give you back to you.
Carrie, thank you very much. Before I let you go, I just have one other question about the direction that the fire might be heading in. Now that the fires have shifted north and into the mountains, what's happening up that way?
Well, firefighters are trying to battle it. The winds have died down, but what happens when there is an absence of wind, I was told by a U.S. Forest Service firefighter, is that the flames start going up the mountain, and they go up in it. They go fast, and that's what's happening. It's making ground up there, heading towards the resort communities of Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear. There's about 50,000 residents up there. Some have evacuated, so it's still a fluid situation up in the mountain areas and very dangerous.
NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking to us from San Bernardino. Carrie, thanks so much.
Thank you.